Welcome to the Learning Jam Club podcast. I'm Amanda, your host, a learning experience designer who's worked with companies like Canva, Shopify, and Netflix. And I'm here to guide you through nurturing a growth mindset, celebrating learning, and unlocking your fullest potential. As a variety is the spice of life enthusiast, join me embracing the diverse paths of designing the lives that we love. Let's talk boundaries. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. You know, those set of rules that you've set for yourself and for other people or situations or environments to not cross. That's the best way that I could explain what boundaries are. And for those who are listening, if you have already set boundaries in place in your life, I want to give you a big kudos and an applause, because it's not easy and it's something that I learned, of course, in Amanda's world, the hard way. That's how I learn, actually. I learn through, experiencing the thing, whether it be a crappy situation or a moment of, oh, right, I get it. Yeah, so that's just how I learn. And I've learned it many, many, many times where my boundaries were completely crossed. And it's because I didn't place any boundaries in the first place. I thought I did, but I clearly didn't. But it's taught me a lot, you know, and boundaries have been coming up for me for the past maybe few weeks or so. And when I say coming up, it's through my amazing coaches that I've been coaching. You know, we talk a lot about boundaries, through to friends and, you know, old colleagues and clients. Like I've just been talking about boundaries quite a bit. I don't know why, but I'm going to share it today. So I, for one, have found that when I don't put those rules in place, I get a buildup of frustration. I decrease my productivity. I truly don't show up as my best self. And, you know, I love helping humans. I love helping other people. And the only way that I could do that is if I have created space for myself to thrive and to do my best work or be my best self. And, you know, sometimes we don't put those parameters in, or we don't put those boundaries in, and then it either bugs the hell out of us, or we get built up frustration, and it's not the best thing in the world, because there's no clarity to your decision making, you know. And I find that what has helped me is defining my personal values. Like, if I were to impart any pieces of wisdom, go and do your personal values exercise. It is, for me, something that has helped me gain clarity in the way that I navigate my life. Not just work, you know, like, I'm not all work. Work doesn't define me. But me as Amanda, and in the way that I design Amandaverse, because everyone has their own universe, right? And my values help guide me. They truly do. And I'll share with you my top five values so you can get insight into my world. But my first one is family. I freaking love my family. My fam bam. Yeah. And my second one is risk taking. I love taking risks. Because when you risk it, you can get the biscuit. And it could be, I don't know where I got that saying from, but it's just been stuck in my mind. But for me, there's two kinds of biscuits. It could be a really nasty, not so delicious biscuit, but I'm glad I tried it. You know, I'm glad I took that risk. And then the second risk could be, you know, it could be a very delightful and delicious biscuit, but I wouldn't know if I didn't take that risk. Yeah. So that's how I live my life. just taking risks all the time. So if you're not a risk taker, don't ask for advice from me, because I will just be like, go for it. You got this. YOLO. You only live once. Yep. And thirdly for me is adventures. Just adventuring through life. It's something that I love. I love getting out in nature, being one with Mother Earth, and also just traveling, having fun, adventures through experiences, adventures through food, adventures through profound experiences. I'm talking about like meditation and retreats and spiritual woo-woo stuff. Like that's fun for me. And fourth is what else do I have on my list? I have the post-it right next to me. It's been there for 2 years now. Creative freedom, creativity, any way that I could unleash my creativity, whether it be through work or through my art or even cooking, like making random recipes, you know, to my heart's desire. And finally, time. I value time so much. We have limited time. Time can be limited. So wherever I can, when I make decisions in my life, I make sure that it maximizes my time and where I'm putting my energy and effort. It's well thought out in a sense. Like I want to use my time very, very well. And so those are my little compasses. If you hear snoring, it's not me. It's my dog in the background, Doris. She'll make an appearance here and there, but she's just sleeping right next to me. But I really encourage everyone out there, you know, to take a moment and just reassess, realign, recalibrate what their personal values are, because you'll find that your values will change over time. And that's the beauty of growing and evolving, right? Like we always take a moment to level up and, you know, to assess what our values are. Because from there, if I put it into a work setting, when you have your clear values defined and when you work within an organization and they have their own set of values, you can then align and recalibrate which value you align to most. And what I find is teams, high performing teams or teams that have really great cultures, and what they do really, really well is set clear boundaries, boundaries between each other and also boundaries as a team when working and collaborating with other teams. Like this is what I've seen with my 12 years working in learning and development. That's honestly how I view and see high performing teams or world-class teams. That's one of the key characteristics that they have. They set very good boundaries. And, you know, the best way that you could do that in your team is to understand each other's ways of working, understanding each other's ways of how you communicate, how you show up, you know, what brings you joy, what frustrates you, what is a drainer, what drains you. You know, for me, one of my big drainers is meetings. Oh my gosh. Meetings, I find sometimes such an ineffective use of my time. I love meetings because I get to, you know, connect with people and humans and, you know, catch up. But sometimes I find that it could have just been sent over an email or a quick message and you just have given me back 1 hour of my time that I could be creating value and impact in other ways. So it's fascinating. That's one of my drainers, because when I'm in meetings all day, one, I lose my focus time, and that's where I add the most value and impact, where I get to strategize or create something, and it doesn't really motivate me. But, you know, I guess as you work more and as you understand yourself more and what your personal values are, you'll be able to set clearer boundaries. So a boundary that I've set in place around meetings when I used to work in a team is, I love you guys, I love your team, but meetings early in the week. If you want me to, you know, do something or run workshops and stuff like that, all the meetings, beginning of the week. Middle of the week, end of week is my focus time. So I can actually deliver a deliverable to the team and to you and to the organization. So that's one of my clear things. And also I used to be, I don't know about you, but I got sucked into the vortex of Slack messages or instant messaging when working in organizations. Oh my gosh, I would be neck deep in responding to Slack messages. Someone would be like, hey Amanda, you know, where can I find this? Hey Amanda, like, what are your thoughts on this? Hey Amanda, I have a challenge on the run. And I'm sitting like, yes, I will help you because I love helping people. And I realized that I spent probably about 4 hours to 5 hours a day responding to Slack messages. And I look at my actual priorities on my list of what I needed to do, and I never got to it. I never got to it because I was here answering other people's questions. But, you know, one thing that I did was, and a rule that I always put for myself is, when I'm working in an organization, I do not download any of the communication apps on my phone. So I don't have Google Chats, or I don't have Microsoft Teams on my phone, or I don't have Slack on my phone. I completely delete it because my phone is one, personal, and two, work will be kept at work on my work laptop or my work computer. And so setting those clear boundaries, like those little things that you can do to really show up as your best self. If not, you'll be down like a spiral of Slack messages like I am. And what I've also found is that even if you try this technique, right? So let's say someone messages you on Slack or Teams or wherever, and they ask you for, hey, Amanda, where can I find this? Or Amanda, what are your thoughts on this? Amanda, like, can you help me solve this problem? Honestly, if you don't respond to them for like 4 hours or 5 hours, you'll find that they'll just answer their own question. Like, it is amazing how when I started doing that, taking a step back and only allocate a specific time slot of my day to respond to messages at the end of the day, people just answer their own damn questions. It's freaking amazing. It's because they need it there and then. It's their convenience to reach out to you. So just let them feel empower them to solve their own problems. Yeah. Because I know so many people can get sucked into that vortex of that instant messaging within the workplace. And I know you're trying to help, and I know you're giving up your time, but your time could also be spent elsewhere, delivering value and impact in your own way. And when I think again of a work setting, another thing that always comes up in my radar is those damn fake ass deadlines. Oh, this needs to be due by the end of the week. You know, old me would be like, yeah, okay. Shit, it's due at the end of the week. I have to do this. I have to do that. I'm going to have to work late nights now. I'm going to have to stay back. I'm going to have to make sure that I have it ready and prepared for them by the end of the week. That led me to a lot of burnout, lack of sleep. I, of course, built up frustration because I wasn't able to do the other things that were on my list. And it wasn't great. And that went on for years and years and years, like me putting other people's needs above my own needs, me putting other people's requests and prioritizations of their list above my list of priorities that I needed to do. So it's always important to like just pause. It's okay to question. Like, it took me so long, like later in my career, to finally have the courage, to finally have the confidence to question, why is it due by the end of the week? Why is this a priority and not some things on my list, you know? And I started questioning, not in a rude way or anything like that, but out of curiosity and seeking to understand. Because when we come from a place of seeking to understand, you find that it's not a defensive mechanism at all. It's just a way to really try and connect to see where is all this coming from, because you're gathering context, right? You're understanding the context. So that's what I usually ask is, you know, why is it due at the end of the week? And then they might say, oh, because blah, blah, blah needs it. Do you see what I mean? It's like a roll on tripwire effect of people's poor prioritization skills that then has landed on your lap because you're the person either developing the solution or creating the solution or doing the thing, right? So I encourage everyone to question why. And also, if the deadline is a hard deadline, I would seek support. That is one thing that I've learned, and one thing that I failed to do in my earlier career is seek support and seek help. I felt that I was a failure, if I'm being really honest and vulnerable. I felt that if I were to seek help, or if I were to ask for help, that I was an absolute failure because I should be able to do it on my own. Silly, right? When I say it out loud now, but that's exactly what I thought, and that's exactly how I felt. I refused to seek help and support, and so I drowned in work, and I drowned in frustration and you know, being so tired and burnt out, completely crazy burnout because I refused to seek help. So what I do now and what I did in previous roles where I knew how to set boundaries, I would ask my lead or I would ask my project manager and the team or peers. I'm like, okay, team, these are my list of priorities right now. You've just added in another item to do. How can you help me prioritize or move things off my prioritization list so that I could actually action the thing that we need to do for the deadline? I literally stop and I'm like, I'm at maximum capacity. Like, this is my to-do list. I need help. I need someone to move things out my list so that, because then what you're doing is you're involving people to understand that you're as busy as they are. Everyone is busy. Everyone has things to do because everyone contributes to that common mission, that common goal of that organization, right? If you're thinking in the work sense, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay. And it is, there is no sign. And what I used to think as well, oh my gosh, that it was a sign of my weakness. It was, I felt so weak because I needed to ask for help. Hell no. If everyone asked for help, if everyone contributed and have a collaborative mindset, can you imagine how fast you'll be able to work? Can you imagine how efficient your workflow will be? And that's why I'm all for being efficient and being a part of a scalable team, being a part of a team that truly collaborates. And that's what I freaking love. I love building teams that can collaborate. It's just the best way to achieve a common goal because it shouldn't be all on your shoulders. It's not. That's why you work for a company. That's why you work for an organization, right? Look, unless you're a solo freelancer, that's a very different story, but that's, again, another topic that I can tap into. But boundaries, set those clear lines, like how can you work better with your team? How can you show up as your best self? And if by seeking that support to help you prioritize your tasks in order for you to do your best work within that organization, then fucking ask for help. It's all okay. Take it from someone that has been burnt out many, many times. Take it from someone that has been, you know, not able to set boundaries and have that blurred into their personal life. Like, I want to be able to finish work so that I can go spend time with my family. I want to be able to finish work so that I can have some me time. I want to be able to finish so I can do some art because that stuff fills my cup, or like go to the gym, whatever your love is, whatever your cup is, whatever, you know, thing that you love in your lifestyle, because there should be that balance. Like when I see people work overtime, or when I see people work, you know, over hours that are so ridiculous. Look, I used to do that. But when I see that, I go, something along the process or something along the way in their day, one, poor time management, not on them. It could be the team or the project, and also poor prioritization and lack of support. Those are the common themes. So let's fix that. You know, let's make it normal to seek support. Let's make it normal to finish work on time because you don't get paid outside of your damn bloody hours. Like, come on, everyone, like open up, wake up. If you get paid 9 to 5, you literally get paid 9 to 5. You don't get paid after that. And also you're not saving lives. If you are a doctor or someone who works in the medical, okay, maybe you are, don't listen to this episode, but setting those boundaries. I'm sure you value many things in your life. If it's you valuing spending time by yourself to cook a delicious meal because you love cooking, how could you cook a delicious meal if you're being kept back at work because you think you need to be kept back at work? Like, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Like, oh, so, you know, other boundaries that I see, it's not just work, and I've been yapping on about work, but I see boundaries as emotional boundaries. I see it as time boundaries, physical boundaries, lifestyle boundaries. Like, there's so many types of boundaries that are available. Figure out which one suits you best. Like, even if you take a step back, get a piece of paper out, draw circles or cups. You need to fill your cups with things that you love. If it's your family cup, your, you know, lifestyle cup, adventure cup, work cup, career cup, pouring the energies in there. Like, what does that look like right now for you? You know, what is being overfilled and what is lacking? you know, for me, one of my key identifiers when I'm actually burning out is when I don't get the time to do art. I love doing artworks, abstract art specifically, acrylic pours, alcohol ink, hand lettering, resin, concrete work. Like, I love getting my hands dirty. Like, that is one of the metrics in my life. If I, in 1 week, don't do any art, it means I'm on my route of burning out, which is really odd because that's where I define my balance. I need to do some form of art, something that, you know, fills my cup. And when I don't get to do that, I start feeling tired. I start feeling, you know, I'm going to say it, the S word, stressed. I start feeling not myself and not being my best self, you know, and it feels yuck. Like, I'm like, ugh, it feels so yuck. But you are in control of your day. I think it's bullshit when people say, I'm not in control of my day. Everything happens. No, you can create time. How you can create time? By saying no to things that do not serve you. By saying, actually, sorry, Leah, I can't attend this meeting today because I need to focus on this. Leah will be fine. Leah will send you the minutes and the notes and the catch-up of the meeting, the summary of the meeting afterwards. And also, there's so many AI apps out there that now can come into your meetings and summarize. You don't even have to be there as a team. Not that I'm encouraging not you to rock up to your team meetings and stuff like that, but it could be something as quick and easy as a quick video recording or, yep, get those apps in there. I use MeetGeek in my meetings, so now I'm actually more present focusing on my clients or focusing on my coaches or focusing on people that I'm talking to as opposed to sitting there writing notes, because now I have my own note taker, my AI note taker. Things like that. Optimize your workflow. Make it more efficient for you so you can actually invest your time in the places that matter. So another boundary that I've recently set is not even boundary. I want to repel energy vampires. Energy vampires. That's a term that I Googled years ago that, again, also stuck with me in the back of my mind. I love people. I love humans, but there's also a limit. And I know my limit. And my limit is, you know, imagine working a long ass day. All you want to do is sit your ass on the couch and watch something. Just be on your phone and just unwind. I don't know. Whatever floats your boat. And you get a phone call or you get, you know, constant messages and, you know, I need to chat to you. It could be a friend, it could be a colleague or family member, whatever. And then you take the time to sit there and listen to them or give them advice. Energy vampires are people who drain your energy, are continually seeking your empathy, your support, just your energy, your presence. And it is exhausting. Imagine that person coming to you again and again, frequently, saying the same things again, sounding like a broken record, same problems, same challenges, but not wanting to change. Like, you've given them the tools, you've given them your thoughts, you've given them their, you know, your advice, but they refuse to change. They refuse to help themselves to shift from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset or, you know, not finding solutions or solving their problems, right? Because everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. If you put your mind to things, you can achieve it, truly. Yeah, so I've set really clear boundaries and I want to repel energy vampires because my energy is sacred. Your energy is sacred. You only have so much energy in a day. Think of yourself as a battery. Imagine you're going out through your day. As you wake up, your battery dwindles. It goes down. And to re-energize that battery, you need time for yourself or doing activities and things or spending time with people that re-energizes that battery. We only have so much in our battery. So next time when you are out and about in your day, you know, think about whatever's coming up. Is this going to drain my battery or add to my battery? And I think, again, that'll be a nice little compass to help you make better decisions and also where your energy fits best, because I want to constantly have at least energy in my battery. Like, yes, there will be moments where I might drain my battery a bit doing X, Y, and Z or supporting people, blah, 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 but I'll find ways to re-energize myself again. But then there's also energy vampires that would completely dwindle and drain and suck away all your energy. So learn to identify what that looks like. Google energy vampire. Like, trust me, when you read the list of characteristics, you're going to be like, damn it. I have an energy vampire in my life. Yeah. repel. Not repel. You can help them to the best that you can, but also set boundaries of, you know what? I've given you the advice. I'm giving you all of the tips and tricks, and you're coming back to me again with the same thing again. Like, I just want to see you thrive and be your best self. So how can you help yourself to be your best self? What can you do? Take action. Yeah. Do that to get them to feel empowered to do their own thing as well, because your time is precious. Yeah. So anyway, that was my rant for the day. I hope you found value in just really reassessing where your clear boundaries are, because I just hope and wish that other people around me will live their best life. Like, that is my true desire, is to see other people thrive and be their best self. And in order for us to do that, we just gotta set clearer boundaries. Create that compass in how you wanna make decisions in life and how you wanna interact and connect with people or things and situations. Like, it's gonna be magical. But yeah, that's all from me. Thanks for listening.